section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Got Stitcher? We're on it. So get it. Stitcher is an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of the hosts. All the penis jokes, racial statements, and inappropriate comments should not be associated with our guests and sponsors. This show is for entertainment purposes only, and if you're easily offended, we suggest you stop listening now. But if you do, you will deprive yourself of the most amazing auditory orgasm ever. And who doesn't like a good auditory orgasm?
I am about to tell you something that'll change the face of history.
Coming to you live from the dirty stalls of the IBWIP studio and the airwaves of Silent Storm Radio, please welcome Amish BJ, Cold Beer Coley, and the podcasting god,
Amen.
Blake Clayton, and another fucked up episode of It Burns When I Pee.
We're not total dicks.
Follow that, bitch.
1, 2, 3, 4... When I turn my radio down, all I hear is pop country. Those corporate jerks sure get on my nerves. That ain't country to me.
Now it burns when I pee. It burns when I pee.
That's what Nashville did to me. So let's take a piss on the Nashville music fest. Cause now it burns when I pee.
Well, hell's bells, what you trying?
But I knew I had to have her, so I sent off in the mail. I saw her picture in that magazine. And when the postman brought her, how thrilled as I blew up. Prettiest plastic girl you'd ever seen. I called my new girl Wendy, and Wendy blew my mind. Figured that I'd keep her around. And her pluck kept her inflated when I had it in. When I pulled it out, she'd go down. She's a life size, wife size, full grown blow up plastic girl. Nothing's missing. Yeah, she never has a headache. She ain't got bad breath when we're kissing. Yeah, she's there when you need her. She's more than just a friend. And her skin is as smooth as a pearl. She's a life size, wife size, full grown blow up plastic girl.
Well, I didn't tell nobody except my best friend Earl. Can't trust just anyone, you see. When I'd come home late at night, all tired from making pizzas, Wendy, she'd be waiting there for me. One night I came home anxious, with Wendy on my mind, and it broke my heart too when I walked in. And I found the one I'd always thought would always be just mine, laying there with Earl, my best friend. I tossed my apron down.
She's a life size, wife size, full grown blow up plastic girl. Nothing's missing. Yeah, she never has a headache. She ain't got bad breath when we're kissing. Yeah, she's there when you need her. She's more than just a friend, and her skin is as smooth as a pearl. She's a life-size, wife-size, full-grown blow-up plastic girl. I never dreamed that Wendy would be the cheating kind. Never figured Earl would let me down. But you don't know what can happen in these modern mixed-up times. There's a lot of weirdos running around.
About the apron thing, I was trying to add some drama to my line.
Drama.
There's already enough drama in there.
Somebody mentioned Coolio on the chat room. I'm about to get it busy tonight. We'll play some Coolio later on for everybody. Welcome everybody to episode number 82 of It Burns When I Pee, entitled "The Real Amish Mafia." I am your host, the podcasting god. Damn, Blake Clayton. I feel like fucking king right now. And
I figured you'd like that.
Huh?
I figured you'd like that.
Yeah, you guys must have been practicing that.
We all night, man. All night.
All right. And introduce my co-hosts here. The beautiful, the talented, the lady whose hair is a complete mess this evening, Cold Beer Coley. Hello, honey.
Right on. Hey, Blake. How you doing? Cheers.
I hear the cracking of beers.
Yeah, we're going to try.
I heard you have like a leprechaun came to your house and like gave you a free case of beer.
I love when that happens.
I have absolutely no clue where this beer came from. It's not even the brand we drank or anybody was drinking on Saturday night. It's just here.
It's a magical case of beer.
It's a 30-pack of Keith Stone with one beer out of it.
And that was the one beer that somebody took out right before they passed out and opened it.
Right. Yeah.
And they're tall boys, right?
No, they're just regular old Keystones.
The last ones that were here, that were left here, were tall boys.
Keystones just look so fancy. We have with us as well the man himself. Bacon on my plate, not gonna last too much longer. I'm gonna eat you while you salty little pig strip. Bacon, we gotta have some bacon. I really need to find you a new one. It is the one and only Amish BJ. Welcome, my friend.
Howdy, howdy. And I got to tell you what I did new with bacon this weekend.
Okay.
Thanks to Taylor, I did atomic buffalo turds.
And they were delicious.
It's a jalapeno cut in half long ways with cream cheese down in it, a little smoky, wrapped in bacon, cooked on the grill. Boom.
Damn.
Awesomeness. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
You guys always
eat, like that.
You always eat so well.
That's why I'm fat.
And also, I have a friend here sitting next to me. We're going to call him Jacob the Mute because he's not going to say anything. But he's here. He's my intern for this evening. And he's actually listened to the show before, so that's kind of weird.
Nice. Wow, there's like 10 of those people on the face of the earth.
I know. We're lucky to have him. We had some great music before. Cole, you want to let us know?
We heard Carrie Ann Hurst with Hell's Bells and Randy Rogers Band with Blow Up Plastic Girl.
And those two songs really should be educational for everyone. A, for Hell's Bells, cocaine will make you grind your teeth all night.
Indeed.
So keep that in mind. And, of course, with a Blow Up Girl, don't ever show it to your best friend. So on this show, we not only educate, but we entertain.
Indeed.
I feel it's necessary for the fans.
We're not total dicks.
Last night I was a total dick.
Why is that, Blake?
Well, on Sunday Night Roundup, I was a little bit of a dick, I was told. Actually, at the end of it, I think when I pushed stop and save, Molly goes, "God, you're a fucking dick." I was like, "Oh."
Nice. Did it all stem from the registering?
Yeah, we'll go ahead and talk about it for a second. I don't think, okay, you go register when you fucking get married. First of all, you shouldn't get married anyway. But second of all, now I'm getting all pissed again. So the husband and wife, they go and register at, like, say, Target. We're talking Target. All right? They go take the gun around and they shoot everything. And they shoot things that they don't need.
Right.
Like, who needs a digital food wear? Unless you're doing crack or dealing out
marijuana,
there's really no need for it. And those two people I don't think are. But then the thing that pissed me off is you can go online and see what people have bought.
Right.
Well, doesn't that take away from the surprise of getting like three blenders?
Why? Why would it be taking it away? Because you already registered for it, so it's not going to be a surprise irregardless.
I don't know. I told Molly that we're going to, like, go to the Lion's Den or one of those sex stores, and that's what we're fucking registered.
There you go.
You should just get each other Live Strong bracelets.
Yeah, Live Strong. Hey.
Yeah.
It's almost like...
Hey, you know, when you do register for babies, too, you just click where whatever. Oh, that's cute. I'm going to get one of those. I'm going to go get five of those.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Mr. Lance One Ball Armstrong.
Hey, testicular cancer can happen to anybody.
Well, I think he's lying about that too. I think he's got two balls. How do I know he ain't lying about it?
Either that or he injected the steroids right into his ball.
That's what happened. That's what happened to Arnold Schwarzenegger. He doesn't have cancer, but, you know, he did steroids. I just think it's total bullshit because for years and years and years he said, I did not take any steroids and I've been clean and it's a witch hunt. And first of all, who the fuck cares that much about cycling that's going to be a big fucking witch hunt?
Right. Lance Armstrong is probably the first cyclist that any American ever knew or gave a shit about.
Yes. Correct.
Like, I had a guy that I used to work with that was really big into cycling, and he'd talk about all this stuff, and everybody that he was talking to just kind of looked at him like, it's a fucking bicycle, man. It's not that cool.
Yeah, it takes you like 2 weeks to finish the course. How fast can you really be going on a bike if it takes you like 2 weeks to get done with the course?
Right. And the main, you know, the Super Bowl of cycling is in for France, for Christ's sake. Like, really? Anybody cares about France?
I care about Canadians more than I care about French people.
Right.
The only people
the French Canadians are the only good French on the face of the earth.
The only ones that are worse than the French are the Swedes.
Some Swedes. We got to put that little caveat there.
Yes, some Swedes.
Yeah. I met two really hot Swedes that weekend.
Why didn't you not introduce me to them?
Because then you'd get in trouble.
Ka-ching. Good answer.
Story.
Bazinga.
So now all these people that have, you know, worn a Livestrong button bracelet for 5 years and it's all brown and gross are now just feel like a bunch of helpless losers.
Yeah. I mean, he did a lot of good things for like the cancer foundations and whatnot. But, and I'd almost hate to beat the guy up, but who didn't see this one coming? I mean,
Well, hey, Sheryl Crow got out of there a long time ago.
Yeah.
Could you imagine her sucking his dick with the one ball and just keeps the one ball just keeps popping her in the chin?
Hey, at least she didn't need her whole hand to cup it.
Right.
Just like a finger and a thumb. Just like, here, I cupped your ball.
He didn't get the faux ball?
He might have got the faux ball. What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Still with you, Blakey?
Something's broke on my end, probably. I don't know.
It could be me. I'm still trying to download porn while we're talking here.
Right.
And Angry Birds.
Angry Birds. Star Wars edition.
Fucking Angry Birds.
So it's safe to say that we can now just call Lance Armstrong a big dick then? One bald big dick?
Yeah, especially when he chose to like cry on Oprah's shoulders. Like, yeah, anybody cares about Oprah anymore?
She hasn't had a show in forever, and she doesn't even have, like, I don't even think her Oprah channel is on anymore.
Oh, isn't that? I was just going to say, I haven't even. Doesn't she have the O channel or whatever the hell it's called? But
Harpo. Jacob says he doesn't know either. I don't think Jacob's really going to be very beneficial to the show, like add content. I think he's just here for moral support and to get me Mountain Dew when I need it.
Nice. That's important. That's very important. He has a very important job tonight.
All right. So we went to Wisconsin Dells. And speaking of things we probably shouldn't talk about, but, you know.
What happens in Wisconsin Dells stays in Wisconsin Dells.
That's what Shannon and his wife told me and Molly when we left the hotel room.
Ooh.
Oh, shit. Oops.
Swingers!
No. We met Shannon and his wife and family up there, and we had a little weekend trip. I made those kids swim till they couldn't fucking swim anymore.
Nice.
I was like, I don't care if you're pruning up and your lips are blue. You're going to keep swimming.
And then you injected them with testosterone and steroids to make them swim more, didn't you, Lance?
I said, you're going to climb those six flights of stairs to the top of that slide if you like it or not. But we were in downtown, like the old downtown Wisconsin Dells, and I was amazed that there was a bar named Nigs, Nig's.
Wow.
I was like, these bunch of fucking Wisconsinians are a bunch of racist bastards.
I'm going there.
I know.
That's racist.
I was like, Miles, can I just go in and get a shirt?
Oh,
it's like take a swig at Nigs or something like that is what the shirt said.
Nice.
Did you?
No.
You weren't allowed?
She doesn't let me do anything.
And they ain't even married yet.
I know, right?
Damn.
You're
already whipped, man.
So how was this bar decorated?
On the outside?
What was the ambiance? Like, was it really like, or is it just some guy, his last name's probably some, like Italian name, like Nigagento or something. And it's just shortened Nigs, you know, or is it like they're blatantly racist?
It said bikers welcome on the outside of it. So I'm considering it that they're blatantly racist.
So you did not go into said bar?
Oh God, no! I wouldn't go into such an establishment. I didn't even. I didn't even want. I didn't even want to use the speedball paint this weekend to do the shop racks because it said black and then it said Negro on it. I didn't know that was Spanish for black. So I guess that's really not appropriate for today. Hey, thanks for the day.
No.
Hey, buddy, thanks for the day off. All right.
Aw, how about some music after that one?
Okay.
How about some Armstrong Clawhammer? I can't even talk. Armstrong Clawhammer with In a Bind.
And I am going to be in a bind once this is released.
Indeed.
Oh, shit, I forgot. This segment of It Burns When I Pee is sponsored by Stitcher Smart Radio. You can now hear It Burns When I Pee while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. On-demand news, talk, and more shit you wouldn't want to listen to except IBWIP on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available for you. No syncing, no buffering needed, and no memory or storage. Hey, Jacob, right now, go to Stitcher. Download the Stitcher app. Okay? I already got it. Available on iPhone, Android phones, WebOS phones, and your BlackBerry. If you still have a BlackBerry, I cannot believe it. Downloading is easy. Even Jacob could do it. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store, Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Late one night and I Pay attention, folks. Here is how you contact the show. We love your feedback, so get off your lazy asses and get a hold of us. You can email Blake at IBWIP.com, IMSBJ at IBWIP.com, and coldbeer at IBWIP.com. That's my mom and dad. We also have a dial-in number that you can use to leave us a voicemail or call in during the live taping. Now program this into your phone. 1-203-429-4711. We look forward to hearing from you, and remember, boob pics are always welcome.
More booby pics! More booby pics! More booby pics! More booby pics!
Holy crap, piss. Miles is sitting here giving another guy his kisses while the show's going on. Holy crap.
Aww.
She kissed him.
Oh, poor Blake.
She kissed him on the head.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he did something nice for her. Oh, my Lord.
My burps smell like chicken fingers, pizza, and bagel bites. I've been eating like a complete drunkard for the past weekend.
Like anything to sop up the alcohol.
Yeah. Speaking of alcohol.
Cheers.
Cheers. Boobs.
All right, folks, you just heard Joe Buck yourself with Get Your Gun, and that was a great song. I love that new album.
Who Dat is a great album. But
it is. Horrible name. Great album.
I like saying it. Who Dat?
Who Dat? So
Who Dat?
Hold on a second. God damn it.
Every fucking show.
And every time I segue, we get right before we get back. Right before I unmute my microphone, I always take a drink. But then I forget to go to get it all out. So it's like we're doing IBWIP from like the geriatric ward at the fucking back in my day. All right, so we played that Joe Buck song, and we're gonna go on with our next topic here. But I wanted to play this first to kind of give everybody a preview. And I'm gonna go kill the dog.
It's very different within the Amish community. We're very conservative, and everything's supposed to bring you closer to God.
But when things don't go like they should, that's where we step in and help out.
I'm just a guy who's willing to do stuff for people.
I'm just going to stop it there. It's buffering, but this is what's been pissing me off lately. There's a show called The Amish Mafia on the Discovery Channel. Now, as most of you know, episode 42 of A Burns and IP was entitled Party Like You're Amish. It was the inspiration and BJ's first show art ever on. And it's pissing me off. You know, Discovery Channel, they got me with Breaking Amish. For the first fucking 2 weeks, I thought it was real. And I was like, hey, you know what I mean? This is cool. And then I realized it was fake. But now they think I'm an idiot and thinking there's such thing as an Amish mafia.
Right.
And it's from your guys' neck of the woods in Lancaster.
Right. And I watched the first episode and they had like my local news guys on there. You know, and I'm like, wow, I'm feeling pretty good about this show. And then it just all went to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, I took down some notes because we watched, you know, I do research. You know, just like when we do porn stories, I got to do lots of research.
Right.
But I also have, you know, that's one of the tough parts of this. Jacob, you know, this is, we just don't come on the radio and just start talking bullshit. Like, we have to research stuff. Yeah, I got quite a few pages of notes here. But, okay, so there's this – I'm going to give you the show premise real quick. There's this guy, Levi, who looks exactly like Joey Alcorn, by the way.
Nice. He looks a lot heavier than Joey.
Well, yeah, he looks – but he has this – you know. And for some reason, this Amish mafia boss has his fucking desk in a barn, and people come and see him, and he takes care of major stuff, like people hanging their underwear on the line or people having – food carts that aren't really Amish, that are faking being Amish. Real hardcore stuff. And there's he's the leader, and his right-hand man is this guy named Alvin. And Alvin, if you look at the picture of this guy, he looks like dumber than a box of rocks, and then he talks, and you're just like, how can this be anybody's right-hand man? It's like his mom and dad were related, and then they had sex, and they made him.
That's one of the dirty little secrets of the Amish community, Blake. His mom and dad probably were related.
Yes.
Well, then, of course, they have the token black guy who, in the second episode, gets arrested. His name's Alan. But every show, there's got to be a black guy. So they had him in the second episode, and he got arrested, and like haven't heard from him since. And then he's got the strong man, Jolin, whatever his name is, and he just carries guns around and does push-ups. That's all I see him do. Carries guns around, does push-ups.
Nice.
And then there's this guy named John, who, if you think Alvin's an idiot, this John guy is dumber than shit. Like, I have met people, like, at a mental facility that are smarter than this guy.
Nice.
And he's like the stupid, you know, member, you know. And then there's his sister, his name is Esther, and she's just a royal slutty whory bitch.
Yeah.
And then later on in the show, the Ohio boss, Merlin, comes and tries to, and he's a loudmouth crazy Amish from Ohio, which you can, of course, you can tell the difference because their hats are different and they wear vests. and his that's Levi's new nemesis. So basically, that's the whole premise of the first four episodes. That's all the people that are involved.
I can actually say I have never seen a single episode, so I'm just taking it all in.
Coley's like, ah, fuck it.
All right.
I'm glad you did the research because I tried to say to myself before we did the show, I was like, I got to watch an episode at least before we do this. But then I was like,
I understand. You drank four cases of beer this weekend. I can understand why you're watching Amish.
Yeah, no. Well, a couple people were talking about this Merlin guy as well at work. So I kind of had a feeling about what it was going to be about. And I was like, so retarded.
Well, BJ. BJ, I know as the original, Amish BJ, the original hardcore mafia guy yourself.
Right.
I'm sure that you find this, slightly offensive.
I do indeed, Blake, because you know what? There is absolutely no such thing as an Amish mafia. These sons of bitches do have their own little secret societies. I've learned from living around them for this long. But no fat little chubby guy with frosted tips is going to be like running the hitman squad for the Amish. They take care of things in their own little way.
Right.
Yes.
They have all the same problems our society does. You just don't hear about it.
Right.
Because they hide it all in. Like, they probably have a sex tape with the Amish Hulk Hogan and Bubba the Love Sponge, his whoring wife on Rumspringa. They probably have that sex tape somewhere. But you're never going to know about it.
Right.
Well, there is no... Sorry.
No,
what's that, Blake?
No, I didn't mean to... But
no, it's fine.
What I find it funny is, like, Levi's got a fucking Cadillac, and Alvin, who I'm surprised don't even know how to drive, drives a Mercedes, and they all have cell phones. I'm like, how fucking... Here we go again. Just like episode 42. And I'm going to reference everybody to go back to episode 42. Otherwise, my rant is not going to make any fucking sense to you. These sons of bitches make their own goddamn rules, okay? And that's fine and dandy, but then they want to use my ambulances. I'm still pissed about the goddamn ambulances.
they really don't, Blake, actually. Like, my aunt had Amish family come over to their house and tear down their silo. And the one son fell off the goddamn silo and died. And they just put him up in the truck that they were riding in and took him back home. There was no ambulance, no nothing. They just said, oh, he did. And then they brought food to my aunt the next weekend to say they were sorry that their kid died in their yard.
What kind of meal do you prepare? Something with bacon, obviously.
Obviously. They got the down-home treats, like the pawn hoss and the slippery pot pie and shit. But, they don't use any of... Well, they do use our hospital. Like, if one of their kids is taking a break, their, like, three-year-old kid who should be working isn't working, and they run over him with a tractor, they will take the kid to the hospital, but they'll take him by, like, buggy.
But, see, no, that's not at all true, though. But we have fake Amish here.
Yeah, we do.
So they use that kind of stuff. Now, the ones in the gray buggies over in Lancaster will not do that kind of shit.
Well, they're not supposed to be photographed, but yet there's five of these, six of these sons of bitches on the camera,
right.
And then they got
they don't even look Amish.
Oh, no, they don't look Amish at all. They don't have the beards or nothing. But
you better not be on my couch again.
Some of the things I was noticing is like, why would they be on camera? And there's one episode where they catch the bishop in a motel room fucking a whore. And they take pictures. These Amish guys are like, "How do you use this? How do you use this camera?" Next thing you know, they're like, "Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch." They have these great photos. And a lot of it. And another thing that pisses me off is of course, when Amish people don't want you to hear what they're talking about, they talk in Dutch.
Right.
So they do this on the show, and then they have subtitles, and I'm laying in bed with my glasses off, and I can't see what the fuck they're saying.
Right.
So then Molly,
I'll have to teach you Pennsylvania Dutch.
Yeah, Molly's sitting next to me, like, what she said was, "That guy's a stupid son of a bitch." And I'm like, what? Why did you just say that? And it's this sounds like pig Latin. That's all it sounds
yeah.
like.
Yeah. Yeah, there I get all stumbly over myself when I get it worked up here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean the whole thing's fucking just it irritated me so bad I couldn't bring myself to watch any more episodes. Like I actually wanted to reach through the TV and grab that Levi and just beat the fuck out of him.
Well, it's funny because like somebody will come in to his barn where he has a desk that's like from like a teacher's desk from like 82, you know, it's this metal desk and Alvin's sitting on it, three bales of hay looking like standing outside the door when people come in and, you know, is Levi there? Well, where else is he gonna fucking be?
And then is Levi in the water closet?
Hey, I got the problem. I got this problem. There's a guy, the next door neighbor's putting underwear and hanging it up where we can see it. Well, big fucking deal.
And then they do the house party thing.
Oh, yeah, the hut parties. They were calling them hut parties.
Yeah, well, they have house parties around here, and they look nothing like that.
Oh, you mean there's not just a bunch of people? They were holding this Amish girl upside down, and she was, you know, on the keg. Like, you're going to... Like, they're going to know how to, you know, oh, this is how you do. Yeah, I'm going to do a cake stand in my dress, but don't take off my hat because Jesus will think I'm dirty.
Right.
My grandpa said they always used to put their hats in the mailbox.
Why?
Their little bonnets in the mailbox when they were going out like a horn.
Oh, yeah, he has stories about that.
Yeah, my grandpa used to tell me all kinds of stories about Amish girls.
Huh.
They used to go to Lancaster. Well, my grandpa worked in Lancaster, and they used to pick up Amish chicks all the time, and they'd leave their bonnets in their mailboxes so they wouldn't be, like, doing any bad in their bonnets.
They didn't want to get cum on their bonnets when they were...
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. They didn't want to get any English ejaculate all over their bonnets.
Well, I mean, we are the original Amish Mafia, and people need to remember that.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, they need to take a step back.
Yeah.
Homie.
Yeah. So, Levi, if you're listening, you bring your
fat... We challenge you.
Yeah, you bring your fat ass to Pekin, Illinois when you're buying some meth. Stop by my house, and we'll see how fucking cool you are.
And don't shoot any Asian whores at the house.
Yeah. When the Asian whores... Yeah, if you want to take pictures of me with the Asian whores... Well, no, don't take pictures. Same. But
do you still have that Asian whore living in your...
I haven't seen her. I have not seen her. So I think she was a lady of the night, as they say.
Awesome.
But it was the middle. It was the middle of the afternoon, so she must have been like a discounted price.
Oh, my.
I don't know.
Now, here's the telltale sign, Blake. Not to, you know, keep going back, but did those girls have their legs shaved when they were doing the keg stands?
I couldn't see. There was all those strobe lights going off.
Well, I would have went into... I'm glad I didn't watch it. I probably would have went into a seizure or something.
Well, and the funny thing is, it's like this, you know, the strong guy, like the tough guy, Jolin or whatever his name is, the guy that's fucking carrying guns around and driving a truck. I'm like, he's a Mennonite, so supposedly that's why he can go shoot people and shoot people's buggies up is because he's Mennonite. But anyway, like he's just standing there with a red Solo cup, and this Amish girl just walks up to him when he's talking to some other girls, and just kisses him, like that ever happens.
Yeah,
I've been at three parties in my life, and all three of those parties, nobody ever did that to me.
You know, I was at the grocery store one day, and there was a bunch of Amish girls standing behind me. And they were, like, giggling about Red Bull. They're like, oh, we're going to get some Red Bull, and we're going to go party. So that's the extent of our party in Amish around here, and I'm pretty sure it's probably like that everywhere else, too.
Rumspringer, sponsored by Red Bull.
And then all the girls were standing behind the registers getting the Red Bulls and whatnot, their Monsters. And the boys were all standing by the claw thing that gets the, like, the fuzzy, you know, stuffed animals.
Right.
So that's an Amish party, folks. I hate to, burst bubbles here, but that's an Amish party.
It's so funny because he's going through one of these huts that they use for the hut parties, and he's like, "Oh, this is the big screen TV that I have for him, and here's a laptop. It's got internet." I'm like, "Really? Like, you're gonna pay these kids pay $10 to get in and get a cup, get drunk, and get on the internet? Like, I'm really gonna fucking believe that girl? He probably got a Nintendo in there. He's like, "Here, Super Mario Bros. Just came out."
Just came out yesterday. Play it. It's fun.
But then,
yeah,
the only cool part of this show really is this Melvin guy. He reminds me of Chris Miller. Like, he's just fucking just crazy as all get out. And he's come over to take over the Lancaster territory.
Nice.
You know, how do you do that? How do you take over Levi's territory? You try to, A, win a buggy pimping contest.
Yeah, I was just going to ask about that. I heard that they had a buggy souped up contest or some shit like that.
Yeah, people are bringing buggies and they have like sound systems in them and like a TV. Right. I'm like,
well, I can attest that they do have sound systems.
Yes, they do.
For what?
We have the going down our road every morning. We'll hear pump, pump, pump. We'll hear the clippity-clop, clippity-clop.
But you'll hear boom, 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 boom.
So
boom, boom,
boom. It's fucking ridiculous.
So they like play Gundam style as they're going down on their buggy?
Yeah.
Well, they also have ground effects and shit to go along with the fucking music in there.
Right.
It's like, what are you doing?
And they
doing?
Got fuzzy dice. Nobody believes me until they see this shit.
Well, I laid in your front yard for like 3 hours that one day when I first got there because I was just like waiting to see one. Then he come by, but then we were like, it was like a Sunday night when we were at Christie Fest. It was like Sunday night. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. Clumpity clump. I'm like, where the fuck are you going on a Sunday night at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Right. You hear them all day Sunday, all day, because that's their day of rest. So that's when they all go out and do the family things
and
barn raisins and shit.
Barn raisins. You know, just be like normal people and hire somebody to come in. Hire Jacob. He'll raise your goddamn barn. And he won't die.
Yeah.
He won't die. He's smart. He won't die. Jacob's really good at filling it. I just look over at him and I say something and he just goes,
That's the same thing I do.
Right. But look how far you've come. So,
yes.
I haven't watched the season finale, episode 5, but I got to see if Merlin takes over or not, and I got to see if the Negro gets out of jail or not. Cuz why else would you even put him in the show if he doesn't get out of jail, you know?
Right. I think it's more of the shock factor that there's black Amish.
Yeah, they
because I know people when they come here, they're always surprised when they see the black Amish.
Yes.
It's like the LL Cool J of the Amish.
Yeah, he is. He's got his hair all in, like, braids and cornrows and shit. Mm-hmm. Didn't he?
Yeah, he I don't know. He got adopted by a Mennonite family or something. I don't know. It was on such short. They introduced him, and next thing you know, he's in an orange jumpsuit and going into jail. I'm like, talk about stereotyping. Jeez, next thing you're gonna say is he couldn't go to Wisconsin Dells and go into that dad bar. So
let's not try to bring it back on that.
We have two. Coley can't say let's go to a song because we got too much other stuff to go on.
No, I know.
She's like, oh fuck, stop him from saying black about the black guy. Hey, I said thanks for the day off. The fuck. Remember, folks, I am not racist. I hate everybody. So I'm an equal opportunity.
Except Asians.
Yeah, except Asians. There's nothing wrong with them at all. The women ones.
Yeah.
The warmer ones.
The women. They can iron clothes really good. Hey, you guys want me to do my Asian porn star again?
Sure.
It's my best imitation ever.
It is. It's amazingly lifelike.
Hey,
you must have practiced and been around it so many times.
I've seen about 400 Asian porns, and the girl never says anything. When she starts, she'll say, and then she's the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. It's great stuff.
It's good stuff.
I actually mute it when I watch Asian porn because I can't stand that.
Oh, that's half the fun.
That's the best part.
That's the best part. They have hairy vaginas and no boobs. What else are you going to look at when you're listening?
And their eyes start to cross together. Sorry. That was awful.
Yeah.
That was an awful impression.
That's all right.
Where are you going to put on your robes there, KKK bitch?
Jesus Christ.
I'm kidding.
What the hell?
That wasn't a Christmas tree you were burning this weekend, was it?
Dude, that was the coldest Christmas tree burning ever.
Yeah. Jake's trying to fan the flames, and it's just not working.
Hmm.
It was so cold, the fire, we could have threw 20 gallons of gas on that son of a bitch, and we would have still been frozen.
Yeah, and I think he almost burned his dreadlocks.
A couple times.
So, everybody needs to check out episode 42 of It Burns and IP, Party Like Absolutely. You're Amish. The show art was the first interweb IBWIP photo of the man himself, Amish BJ. Definitely check it out. It's a good episode. Speaking of episodes, let's kind of go over what you can get your hands on. Jacob, you need to write this down. First, episode 81, we feature an interview with Pee Wee Moore that was released on the 18th. It's available. Episode 82, which is this one, will be released on January 25th as a podcast. And on February 1st, episode 83, featuring the Give 'em Hell Boys, the Canadians are on the show.
Woohoo!
They do the It Burns and IP theme song, and they have an album out, and so we interview them. Good times. Episode 84 will be recorded on February 4th. I'm sure everybody's writing this down. I'm absolutely sure that's what's happening. You need paper, though. And so the Valentine's Day episode, which is always a good time, is going to be on February 8th. And then we are going to release the vidcast/podcast with the Filthy Still live from IBWIP Studios on February 15th. Had the guys over this weekend, so look for that as well. And in March, look for interview with Fifth on the Floor. That's what we got going on.
Nice.
Great.
That's awesome. Jam-packed.
That is.
We don't
like Asian porn.
Yeah, like Asian porn. We are filling up the hole. And here's another thing about Asian porn. You got to be careful because a lot of them that you watch, they blur out the actual like penis and vagina. They blur it out. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because that's like a big social taboo in Japan, like showing the pubic regions.
That's bullshit. That's why I think
I seen that one time.
One time.
Yeah, one time. Yeah, one time. They have the anime porn. I'm sure we've all seen it at one point in time. That's all weird and like, you know, like penises go the whole way through the. It's fucked up.
I know your favorite part of all those is the cartoon tongue.
Oh, so creepy.
Well,
cartoon tongues are the worst thing ever.
Hey, so Jacob is actually contributing to the show here. He just said that's why they started doing the tentacle porn in Japan.
Really?
Where they shove like octopus tentacles? What?
I don't understand.
I don't understand
because
either.
Because there's a taboo with the pubic regions.
Oh, okay. I got you now. All right. It's all coming together.
Hold on, we're gonna view some tentacle erotica. Oh, okay. Octopus is fucking Chinese women. That's cool. Whatever. Yeah. So that's how they get around it now. If they put shove an octopus's tentacle in a girl's vagina, they can show it. But if it's a man's penis, they can't. Thanks for nodding your head. This isn't a TV show. He's a big help.
I nod my head at you sometimes too.
Right. When I message you and go, "Are you guys ready?" You're like, "Dude, it's 6 hours away. We don't have to be ready yet."
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, tonight we were like in the midst of a huge all day long veg on the couch marathon of TV shows on Netflix.
And I screwed it up.
And you know how damn hard it is to get off the couch after you've been there all goddamn day?
I heard Coley. God damn it.
Just kidding.
Nicole, you want to do some fan feedback? There's so much of it. We had to pick one.
There's a shit ton, and I don't know how long it's going to take me to get through.
Okay, well, hold on a second. While you're preparing, I'm going to play some music for you because I've been practicing. Okay?
Okay.
Oop, I'm sorry. That's the wrong side. Sorry, I was stuttering.
That was beautiful, man.
Thank you.
That was, I got a tear in my eye. That Woo! Was beautiful. You have been practicing.
I don't know what key that was, but it was made in China, so I figured I can put my mouth on it. Okay.
Now he will hack for the next 3 hours, yes. Folks.
All right. Y'all ready?
Y'all ready for this?
Boom. Jock jams. Go ahead.
Y'all got.
Hey, when are you? Are you gonna start doing it now?
Maybe.
Okay, I didn't know when you were getting ready to go. Just tell me when you're ready to go.
All right, hold on.
All right.
She is currently drinking a beer.
This good beer is really cold.
Holy shit! Are those real? Oh my god! Hold on a minute. Oh, it's buffering. Oh, holy. What tentacle? What is that a tentacle of? Oh my god! Hey, send me that link. I mean,
aren't you sitting right next to him?
It's buffering. I'm trying to do a show here.
She bangs.
All I saw was this Asian girl. And I couldn't even. Here, just use my phone. I have Wi-Fi. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You ready?
Yeah, go ahead. This is Cold Beer Coley with fan feedback.
3, 2, 1. Y'all got one of the funniest podcasts around, and that was from our good friend Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle. Thanks, Kyle. That was very lovely. I love that, Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. No, I have a story about Kyle. Do you guys want to hear it?
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Sure you do. Kyle, I posted Saturday morning about the shop rags that we have, and he's like, hey, how do I get one of those? And I'm like, hey, just blah, blah, blah. And he's like, are you going to be at the Filthy Still show? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, I'll be there. So he's like from Kewaunee, which is not that far away. So we met him. He purchased a shop rag and gave us also a donation.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Thank you very, very much, Kyle.
Yes, Kyle. It was awesome. So it was really cool. It was actually cool to meet somebody. He didn't ask me to sign his boob, so I was a little bit offended. Oh, I use X Hamster all the time. XHamster.com is all great.
You know what? For all the shows we've been booking, I haven't been asked to sign a boob either.
Me either.
I'm Amish BJ, for Christ's sake.
I know. And these girls, I think they're just intimidated to come up to us.
Maybe.
Holy shit. I wish this would come. This is amazing. There's so much tentacle porn on this phone right now. I'm about to fucking lose my mind.
Miles, I am so sorry.
She can't hear you.
I know she can't hear me, but she'll hear me later.
Tomorrow my phone's not going to work because of all this fucking spam.
Wow. Can you get viruses on phones?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Oh, tentacle porn. Check it out. It's awesome. Okay, anyway. Ooh, sorry. I was... Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, put that down.
Hey, Jacob.
All right.
Hey, Jacob.
Just to keep this whole thing moving along.
Jamal says, yes, I can. I can hear you. You guys are in trouble.
It's all Jacob's fault.
Jamal, we love you.
I love you, Miles. Don't hate me.
But anyway... you're listening right now to Silent Storm Radio, unless you're listening to the download from IBWIP.com, then you're not listening to Silent Storm Radio, but I could get more confusing, but definitely check out all the great shows at SilentStormRadio.com.
.com.
And we want to thank Working Class Radio,
yes.
who
yes.
leads in to this show. Every other week, and Well, actually, they're here every Monday. We're just here every other.
They prime the pump.
They sure do. They have a great show every week. Do.
They're like the they're like the KY of IBWIP. Like, they get you all lubed up, and then we just shove a bunch of shit in your asshole.
They're like a fluffer.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you guys. Thank you guys very much for warming up the crowd and keeping some of them here. Oh, I guess we're almost done. Remember how 2 weeks ago we were talking about fans on Facebook?
Right.
We've gotten 22 in the past week and a half.
Awesome.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. So, folks, hold on a minute.
Tentacle porn has them all screwed up, folks.
God, all I can see in the back of my head is like tentacles and vaginas.
Way to go, Beej. Way to go.
It wasn't me. It was Jacob.
No, it was you. You're the one that brought it up.
I didn't bring up the tentacles.
Yes, you did.
I brought up the really long penises.
That happened to look like tentacles.
Hey, I can't watch that shit. I've been traumatized ever since Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, or The Wall.
The Wall.
Animation in that always scared me. But anyway, sorry, Blake, for interrupting your show.
So if you don't already, go like IBWIP on Facebook. And we also have shop rags available. There's pictures on our Facebook. Jacob is going to purchase one whether he likes it or not. And we're trying to save up money because we want to design and buy 6th anniversary t-shirts, which is coming up in May.
You know what, Blake? I think you're advertising the shop rags all wrong.
How should I
start calling them jizz rags?
Oh.
For after sex cleanup?
Yeah.
Yes.
Unless you're one of those folks that just likes it all to flake off in the morning.
No.
We understand that.
For all you Amish ladies out there, don't bother taking off your hat. Use an IBWIP jizz rag.
Exactly.
Fuck
boom.
Yeah.
Email me.
Sales are going to go through the roof.
Yep. The Amish community is going to light them on fire. But thank you first of all to BJ and Coley for doing the show. Thank everybody that joined the chat tonight. There was a lot of people in the chat room.
Yes, there indeed was. Thank you all.
And I think I only had to pay 7 of them. It was pretty nice.
Nice.
And Jacob, thanks for contributing so much to the show tonight. You did a great job just getting me to watch porn, and then when you leave I'll be like, hey Molly, she'd be like, I don't think so, Mr. Tentacle. Go fuck yourself. I usually get Monday night after show sex. Yeah, it's awesome. After show sex is the best. I didn't get any last night because I was an asshole.
Uh-oh.
Allegedly. Aww. Allegedly, I was an asshole. I don't think I was. It just pisses me off. Okay, anyway. I want to thank all the bands for giving us music. Thank all the fans for checking us out and supporting us. And that's all I have. Do you have any thinking besides don't thank me? Thank Jacob. Don't thank me.
You talking about us?
Yes. He's talking about us.
I want to thank everybody. Yes. Thank you all. Sorry. I was kind of in my own little world. I was trying to catch up on the chat there for a second. And
he was looking at tentacles.
Yeah. Tentacle porn.
He was like, I was on level 36 of Angry Birds and it's a tough one. Oh, we didn't even...
The big bird that knocks over every fucking thing in its way.
Hey, did you, we didn't talk about the cow patty bingo.
We didn't.
Yeah, I did see we skipped over that on our an imaginary paper here.
Yeah, that so, we really have. Do we want to talk
the
about
imaginary?
It?
Have you ever played cow patty bingo?
No, I mean, I've heard of chicken shit bingo, but I've never played cow patty. Oh, of course, Jacob has, of course. He doesn't have a microphone, but he has so much to say about every one of these things.
His name is Jacob, after all.
Yes.
He may be a little Amish. He may have used the water closet at one time.
He's going to slit my throat at me. He's like, Levi sent me.
I think Jacob should come on and tell us about Cow Patty Bingo real quick.
I don't think he's saying no.
He's nervous.
Is he shy? Oh, it's okay, Jacob. Maybe next time.
Well, they do it around here. They do cow patty bingo. But really? I have never played it because I refuse to indulge in such
I never heard of such thing, and I've been here for how
long?
Yeah,
they have it at all the fall fests and everything. They paint lines on the field, and then the cows walk through. It's just like chicken shit bingo.
Right.
Right. Well, I've heard of that.
But it's in a whole field.
That's a long time for
yeah,
a game.
It's a redneck sport. What do you expect?
It starts at 8, and you sometimes don't have a winner until like 10:30 at night.
Until yeah. The next 10:30 the next morning.
I am sensing a Hall & Oates no, chicken I'm and waffles
totally,
fight coming
fucking,
up.
Totally not chicken
about,
and waffle Hall & Oates. No, I
cow patty bingo.
If Coley posts a picture tomorrow of her with a black eye, I'm gonna feel really guilty.
It will be because of cow patty bingo.
I'm gonna paint my eye up later. Take a picture. With my hair all freaking froed out.
Levi did this to me.
Yeah, we live close to Levi's.
I'm sitting here talking shit about him, telling him to come here, and he's like not that far from you guys. He's going to come find you guys first.
Ah, fuck him.
Bring it.
I'll show him what it's all about.
Well, we should.
But you don't step in my hood.
All right, maybe we should play some music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, folks. We get off on these little tangents, and
they're always fun, though.
But thank you all for listening.
Yes.
Thank you all for coming and being here. We love each and every one of you.
Good day there.
So, anyway, the next...
Are you gonna play some songs, Nicole?
Shut the hell up!
Hey, Nicole.
Now we're Hall & Oates in it right now.
Jesus.
Right now. I would say my double D's for the night are Old Sleeper with Barn Raising.
Oh, Jesus. Somebody's going to fall off and get hurt.
What's that?
Somebody's going to fall off and get hurt.
And the Electric Amish with We Are an Amish Band. What did you think of that, by the way, Blake? Just real quick.
Yeah, it's all right.
I thought it was funny.
It is all right.
That's it. I just thought it was funny. So, all right, guys. Good night. I love y'all.
This episode, this segment of It Burns Tonight IP was sponsored by Pamperin. Ladies, when you start to bloat and cramp, don't take it out on your man. Take Pamperin and stop being a bitch. Good night, everybody.
Drums like a crazy Mennonite.
Yeah, for that, he will surely burn in hell.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Hey, Graber, that guitar sure sounds great.
Yeah, thanks, Carl. I carved it from our old back door.
Those knobs are kind of shiny, though.
Nah, don't tell the parson.
Okay.
Out in the field for 40 days, plowing and planting and raking the hay. My mule Ezra is pulling the plow. I got him from Carl for some eggs and a cow. I work all day out in the sun. But after the meal, we start to have some fun, I say. Come on, Greta, and light the lamps. We're making lots of noise, but we don't got no amp. We are an Amish band. We are an Amish band. We'll help you build a barn. We just don't give a darn. We are an Amish band.
The women folk up in Napa need are working to churn for Graber, Barry, and me. Sweet, sweet butter, fresh baked pies. The smell of their cider about to make me high. Now these young maidens, they had a plan. They buzz out to meet us boys in their band. They said, the parson's gone, now's our chance. And we proceeded to have a big square dance.
We are an Amish band. We are an Amish band. We'll help you build a barn. We just don't give a darn. We are the Amish band.
Solo. I think they're plugging in here.
Merciful God, please let the rest of this solo really jam. We are the Amish band. We are the Amish band. We stay all night and play, but first we all must pray. We are the Amish band. We are the Amish band. Yeah, yeah. We are the Amish band. Yeah, yeah.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.